Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, wonderful people and great people of God. I just want to start off this morning's program with thanking God for everyone that has taken time out of their busy schedule to call into the program today. And I want to do something we haven't done before, but I just want to do it. So please bear with me as I will be, you know, praying and things of that sort. But before I do that, I just wanted to say, I know it's a day late, but I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Margot. Happy birthday to you. And many more to come. So every once in a while, we have to celebrate one another, and I thank God again for Minister Margot and her faithfulness to him and her ministry and all of the things that she does for God. But just because God blessed her to have another birthday to be here with us, and I'm just happy for her. So many people have birthdays and they don't have the ability to be celebrated. So Minister Margot, Cousin Margot, I celebrate you. So for those of you who don't know Minister Margot, don't worry. You will. You will. You will know her, and you will know her as a woman that loves God and obeys God. So once again, welcome to Smile 3 Presents Let's Talk. Today we're going to be talking about, but before we get into that, I just want to say a quick prayer. Father God, we repent for sins of commission and omission, every deed done or even said that has not been pleasing in your sight. God, we thank you for another day to give you thanksgiving, another day to be grateful for that which you've done, that which you allow, because we accept what you allow, God. We thank you that your word reminds us that we can walk daily declaring and decreeing, be it unto me, not my will, God, but your will be done. That we can walk daily declaring and decreeing that you alone are God. And we accept what you allow. When we say, be it unto us according to your will, when we say, not my will, but your will be done, that's us declaring and decreeing that you are sovereign and that you are our God, and that by and through the name of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice, we have been restored back unto you. So, Father God, thank you for restoration. Father God, thank you for your love. Father God, thank you that we get to walk and carry your name as your sons and your daughters. We are yours, and we are yours alone. And we are quick to repent. And we listen for your voice. And when we hear your voice, we say, yes, Lord. Have your way on today. And we ask you that everything that we do and say on today will bring you glory, and that it will also heal, deliver, and set free for those that listen in the archives and those that listen on today. Be glorified, God. Amen and amen. Well, I want to start off today's program with asking, if the listeners will, it's not a requirement, but I have sent out, you know, a text, and I asked a few people to tell us what their name means, their first name, their middle name, and any other name or title that they carry, because I think it's important to know what your name means, but also to know what names mean, and we will get into that. So I'm going to open up the lines now, and anyone that wants to share the meaning of your name, whether it's from the Bible or from a dictionary or just something that someone told you as far as a family member or legacy, just go ahead now and share with us that meaning, if you wish. The lines are open.
Well, good morning and good Sunday morning to all the listeners. This is Minister Margot. I'd just like to thank Apostle Elect for her beautiful rendition of birthday. I thank God for another birthday. And I did get that note, and I looked for a few things up. My first name is Margot. And it is a French name, which I knew. I was given this name by my mother's only sister, Doris. She named me my first and middle name. And I already knew that it meant pearl. And also it means jewel. But what I didn't know was that it also has a Latin, Greek, and Hebrew meaning, which is child of light, which I found very satisfying and beautiful in its concept. Additionally, my middle name is Pandora. It is a Greek name, and it's a name that I really don't share very often because of the Greek mythology that follows that name. Those of you who are familiar with it, that Pandora was given a box in Greek mythology and told not to open it. And when she did, she disobeyed. She let all the evil that there is into the world. But what I found as I was looking further, that Pandora also has another meaning, which is all gifted. And I thought, wow, I like that. I like that meaning, and it just sort of helps me to just accept the things that God has given me and to be proud of those gifts. Additionally, I am a teacher, and I feel now the Lord has called me to be a teacher, not only in the academic sense, but in a spiritual sense, and that is of educating, sharing, enlightening, and engaging others to think critically about what they know and to understand and consider the things that they may not know. So that's what I'd like to contribute today. Thank you for letting me take part and helping me to find out some things about me. God bless.
God bless you. Oftentimes we know that a gift is given that's a pearl, and we thank God for the gift of the pearl of Minister Margot on this morning, a great teacher and enlightener. Is there anyone else that would like to share the meaning of your first and last name and your title? The lines are open. Okay, well, if you decide you want to share later, just let me know. Well, Cecilia is my first name, and it's it's from Roman descent, but it also has a Latin descent. And so Cecilia actually means, in one thing, blind, but it also is about a Christian parent who named their daughter Cecilia, who became a saint, and in the second century, also a martyr. She was beheaded because she would not give up her beliefs in God and worshiping that Roman God. So she was beheaded. But then it also talks about how they said that she died singing. She was a musician, and she loved music, so she died singing. And now they have a famous opera singer named Cecilia, and she's an Italian celebrity. So that's what I found out about Cecilia. And it has other things as well, but we won't get into that. And then Maxine is the feminine version of Maximus. And it's also a Roman name that means greatest or noble. So that was very interesting. I knew about Maximus and I knew about greatness, but I did not know about it being having a meaning of something bright and something noble. So that's a good thing that my first two names that my parents gave me, my first and second name, is about someone that was to be just dedicated to her beliefs and her worship and music and also a singer. And I thank God for that. But then I went a little further. I said, well, what about Kaiser? Kaiser has a German origin, and it's about, it's said to mean a supreme ruler, a king or a ruler. So just the name that my father gave us is that of a supreme ruler, a king, and I thank God even for that. And then Seabury from my mom, and also Minister Margot's father. It is a berry. It's a type of sea berry. It's from a type of a shrub that produces a small orange or yellow berry. And it is edible. Most people don't eat it raw. So even our last name means health. It's something that's very nutritious. It's something that makes juice and berries pureed, sauces, pies, ice creams, and teas. So that was very enlightening to know that both the name that my mom and my dad merged together was something healthy and something supreme. But I do love the fact that our parents taught us that nothing is more supreme or sovereign than God. So as we nobly realize that we are gifts, we are pearls, and we're things of reminders of obedience. We're to love God with all of our heart, mind, and total existence. But then I was reminded of the names and how people can change the meaning of your name. There's a song out there that talks about, Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. There's a song out there that talks about how Cecilia broke someone's confidence on a daily basis. It talked about how she bruised him. It talked about how it was written all over his face, how everybody knew that things had gone wrong. It talks about how the man was made to feel cheap and like he had been flattened and broken, and about how he talked about how their breakup was like an outbreak that was told all over the city. It was even mentioned on the radio. And he talks about how Cecilia broke him down so bad until he was down on his knees and he was begging her to come home. And then Maxine, oh my goodness, Maxine, they wrote a song about how she was reckless and how she was, although she was graduating him and this, her and the person that she was in love with, they were told they were too young to be in love, that they needed to get back to doing the right thing again, and how they had made a mess of things. And then they had this other song about Maxine that was even worse. It talked about how she had a beautiful face, but she had a devil's heart. It talks about how her beauty was like a bunch of roses, but yet character was bad. It talked about how she was flirty and how she ran through me and Tom, Dick, and Harry, and how people can take your name and try to give it a new meaning. We were sitting around talking to a family member who even talked about how babies, precious little babies, were manipulators. They were skillful in the things that they did, how they were, you know, clever, how they knew how to manipulate you. And so what happened was we were talking about how a baby was crying and cried until they were picked up, and then they stopped crying. And so this man, he was a father, he was a husband, he was an uncle, he was a friend, and he said that a precious little baby was a manipulator. And I said to myself when he said that, I said, God, it's amazing how the name baby usually symbolizes, you know, multiplication and things of that sort, and how this person made baby sound like something bad, something that deliberately manipulates people's emotions. And then it made me think about this song, these songs that have been written about my name, Cecilia, and have been written about my name, Maxine, and how if I allowed it to, I could forget about that it's supposed to be noble. It's supposed to talk about, you know, being bright. So we have to make sure that the names that we call people are just that. There's different artists out here. They call women pregnant dogs. They call women garden tools. They call guys dogs. They call people all of these names. But it's important to know that the name that you go by means something. My sister, Minister Sylvia, was talking about how on the bike scene, they have names, and their names mean something, and how people were called names, given names because they messed over people, or they were known for their promiscuities and things of that sort. They were known for being a fighter or someone that was angry. And I realized how God has allowed us to be called names that reflect him. And so we have to be assured that we're not allowing people to just call us by any name. If someone called you an apostle, you have to know that that name is one of the highest official names in the church. It means that you are sent on a mission, and you have a mission from God. If someone is calling you an evangelist, you have to know that you're a person that is especially sent by God to convince people to become Christians, and you do it with enthusiasm. You have to know that if you're called a minister, you're a member of the clergy, and that some people call the minister that is the pastor minister, or the priest minister, or a man or woman of the cloth minister, or a reverend, or even a chaplain, or an evangelist, a preacher, or the Holy Joe, as they call it. They're ministers. They're part of the head of the church. There's people that are called ministers because they're the Secretary of State, or they're the undersecretary, or they're the department head, or they're the political leader. Or they could even be saying things like you're ministering to a person's injury, you're taking care of them, you're helping them, you're assisting them, you're catering to them, you're accommodating them, you're doctoring them, you're waiting on them, you're serving them. And then even as Minister Margot mentioned, she's a teacher, so that means that she's taking the ministry of God to the body of Christ and others, so that they will know qualities and the quantities and the scopes of the things of God, the word of God. If you've ever heard Minister Margot preach, she's so transparent. She gets down into the details of what she's teaching about. There's overseers and bishops and pastors. They're the people that are supposed to look after the flock. They care for the flock. They as well are teachers. They as well are ordained by God to be the leader. They're the faithful servant. They're the faithful steward. They're the devoted husband or spouse. They're not arrogant because they're humble. They're gentle. They're not quick-tempered. They're peaceable. They're not violent. They're not drunkards, controlled. They're sober. They have financial integrity. They're not greedy. They're not in it for what they can get. They're not in it so that they can be the man that's hoarding themselves over the women or the woman that's hoarding herself over the men. They're upright. They're hospitable. They're holy. They teach sound God-given doctrine. They're spiritually mature. They're respectable. They set the example. They're an elder that is a role model, a Christ-like role model. A prophet or a prophetess, they're a seer. They're the one, they're a visionary. They bring and deliver divine guidance and messages from God. They sometimes predict and foretell things. They're the apostles somewhere. But all of these titles, they're not titles that we search after. They're not titles that we run after. You know, there's people that they love someone or they want to marry someone because they want to be called by a title, whether it's first lady, elect lady, they want to be a wife, they want to be a husband. Don't be so quick to run after a title. Don't be so quick to allow people to label you with a certain name. Know that you know that you know that whatever title you are given, God gave you that title. Don't be so busy chasing after someone that you don't understand the title that you'll be taking on. Because if you become a pastor's wife or a bishop's wife or husband or whatever, are you ready for that name that they will call you? Are you ready for that title that they will call you? Someone wrote on Facebook, and I heard it many times growing up, that first lady is mean. That first lady is this. That first lady is that. Not knowing that sometimes it's not that they're mean, it's that they're hurting. How many times have you gone into an establishment and saw people respect the owner but disrespect the spouse? How many times have you gone into a church and organization and saw people that they give love offerings and pounds and everything to the pastor, like the pastor doesn't have children or a wife? You've seen people, they can't wait to get to the pastor. They can't wait to get to this person or that person. But they walked right past that wife. They walked right past that son or that daughter. Or they went straight to that son or that daughter because they're like, one day they'll be in charge. And I'll get to be whatever. Someone else wrote on Facebook, don't lose yourself and who God has called you to be because you're chasing after someone or you're wasting your life waiting on someone. Now, know this. We're talking about names, but we're also talking about love. Because if you love your pastor, you love their spouse. If you love the pastor and their spouse, you love their children. You cannot love God and not love his Holy Spirit. You cannot love God and his Holy Spirit and not love Jesus. We have to keep things in divine order and know that when we love people, we will call them by the name that God has given them. Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver and gold. So what is that good name? Tell me, what is that good name that you want to be called? I think it's awesome when a parent takes out time to know what the very name is that they're naming their child. Not, oh, you act just like your daddy. Oh, you remind me of this, and you don't do this right. What are you calling your child? Are you calling them beautiful? Are you calling them genius? Are you calling them talented? Are you calling them the love of your life? Are you calling them your pearl? Are you calling them your princess? Are you calling them your little Duke or your little Caleb or your little Moses? What are you calling your children? What are you calling your husband or wife? Are they your baby? Are they your babe? Are you calling them what Sarah called Abraham, your Lord? Not that they're your Lord of Lords or a king or king, but they are that which you've allowed them to be based off of where the Bible declares they should be, and because you love them like you love God. You love them like Christ loves the church. That's a whole nother message. When Moses had built an altar, he called it, the Lord is my banner. When Gideon had built an altar, he called it, the Lord is my peace. Is there something that God has told you to build and to name? What's the name of your ministry? What's the name of your call? Whatever it is that God is calling you to do, he'll give you a name. And when you place that name on it, make sure that you give it back to God. I love how the beginning of the prayer, Matthew 6:9, says, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your name is the name that God has given you. Whether it was through your parents or whoever, don't allow anyone to change your name. Because if they love you, they're going to call you by the name that God has given you. They're going to call you by the name that will bear fruit. Fruit like the Seabury name that you can add to tea. You can add to pies. You can add to juices. My. And it'll taste so much better. When you know that even when Jesus was born, they called him Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Emmanuel. What are you called? We call God, oh, Most High. We call him Jehovah Shalom. We call him Jehovah Shammah. He's our peace. He's present. My. It's in a name. There's a rap artist out, and she says the things that she's rapping is to empower women. There's a singer out. She says the thing that she's singing about is to empower women to know this and to know that. Is that really why they're doing it? Or is it someone's bamboozled them? to make them think that what they're doing is empowering a woman to do this or a woman to do that. Well, God empowers us. He empowers us through the name of Jesus Christ. He empowered us as he adored and adopted us and engrafted us back into him. Because, see, when you love someone, you want to restore them. When you love someone, you're affectionate towards them. You're enthusiastic. You admire them. You just are endeared with them. You want to do something that'll make them happy. You want to love them how God wants you to love them, and in many cases, how they want to be loved. I oftentimes tell some of the people that work alongside me and with me, when I'm giving them something and they give me something back, I oftentimes have to tell them, is this what I asked you for, or is this what you wanted to give me? And so I have to send them back until they learn how to listen to what I'm asking for and how they learn how to embrace what I want, not what they want to give me, but what I want. Have you ever told someone to do A, B, C, and D, and they brought you back what they wanted to bring you back? They have this training they do for black belt and yellow belt and various training that they give us to make us better in quality assurance. And they'll have people, they'll say, draw a pig. Somebody will draw a cop. Somebody will draw a picture of a pig that looks like something else, but everybody will give them different things based off of what they thought the person wanted. And then by the end of this particular project, they've given us a template of exactly what they want, and we can, everyone in the class, give that person exactly what they want. I want us to concentrate on giving God exactly what he wants. If you're a teacher, give him exactly what he wants. If you're a minister, give him exactly what he wants. If he's a pastor, give God exactly what he wants. If he says he wants you to be whatever, give God exactly what he wants. Have you ever had someone, you ask them to pray for you, and you're listening to their prayer, and it's like, they're supposed to be praying for me. It sounds like they're praying for the world. They're supposed to be praying for me, but it sounds like they're talking about themselves. Make sure we know that when we pray for people, praying out of love. So therefore, we're going to pray for them whatever God says to pray for them. So sometimes you may be praying for someone, and they don't understand what you're praying. So we may have to ask God at the beginning of that prayer, God, give them the understanding of the prayer that you want me to pray for them. Sometimes someone is saying, pray for me, that God will give me a spouse. And God will have you pray for them for patience, for flexibility. God will have you pray for them that says God is love. And whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. That's according to 1 John 4:16. They may say, pray for me. And God says, I need for you to pray for them to not be covetous. I need for you to pray for them to be merciful. I need for you to pray for them to be gracious. I need for you to pray for them to understand that they're being judgmental. I need for you to pray for them that they're walking in fear instead of walking in God. I need for you to pray for them that they'll have an unfailing, everlasting love. I need for you to pray for them for something that's going to be an ouch to some of them, because you may have to pray for the way they dress. Not just physically, but how are they dressed spiritually? What is their physical, biological, and natural makeup? Are they clothed in the armor of God? Or are they so busy being adorned in Gucci and Chanel? Are they so busy being adorned in sexy instead of sanctified? God help us on today. Are they so busy meeting and remembered by? Remember, not every name that you're remembered by will be God-given. Some people, on a selfish mode or note, will never give you your due respect that you deserve. And in those cases, we just have to give those people to God and realize that as long as we're obeying God, as long as we're clothed by God. Let me share this quick thing with you. And it's going to be kind of, and I'm going to connect it later. Don Wilson wrote, "Does my clothing illustrate my surrender to the Lord and my commitment to holiness? Or does it show the heart that I really have? Have I focused my heart, or only have I focused on my wardrobe?" Are you cultivating Christ-like godliness as your priority? Am I making clothing choices consistent with transformed thinking, self-control, or is it based off of appetites and impulses? Am I conforming to the slavery and the whims of the fashion world and of this world? Do I live with contentment regarding the clothing I purchase, or am I preoccupied with getting more? Do I dress with dignity and strength, or is the adornment in the very demeanor that I have respectable towards God and the dignity that I want people to have towards me? Are my clothing choices bringing glory to God? Is what I'm wearing that which will reflect that I can worship God in? Can I bend over in what I have and worship God? Can I kneel down in what I have on and worship God? I'm asking God, God, teach me to wear the things that show that, God, if you want me to war right now, I have the hands to war and the fingers to fight according to Psalms 144, 1 and 2. I have a fortress and a love and a high tower, and I am a deliverer. I'm carrying the shield. I'm taking refuge in God. I will subdue whatever it takes to subdue in order to war in the heavenly realm. Because I never know at what time God wants me to worship versus what time he wants me to war. There are some things that we're wearing that is not about the jeans or the skirt or the blouse, but it's about the attitude. It's about the facial expressions. It's about, did I greet the person? When they said hello, did I say hello or did I say, What are we wearing as people of God? What do we need God to heal us from so that when people speak, we speak back? Do we want the name that they remember us by to be, ooh, he or she was mean and honoring. Ooh, he or she was so much fun. They always kept me laughing. They always would say, well, the Bible says, or God says. Will they remember you as the person who healed them or the person that hurt them? Like they did with my name, Cecilia, and my name, Maxine. I want God to heal us, in every area of our bodies. If it's our cardiovascular system, we want to be whole. If it's our immune, endocrine, digestive system, we want to be whole. If it's our nervous system that's made of our central nervous system and our peripheral nervous system, we want to be whole. If it's our reproductive system or our renal system, we want to be whole. If it's our musculoskeletal system, we want to be whole. If it's our respiratory system and integrity system, we want to be whole. If it's our emotions, chemically or biologically, we want to be whole. The name that we want to be remembered by is whatever God has appointed us to be remembered by. If you're a teacher, that's the name he wants you to be remembered by, a great teacher. If you're a minister, that's the name that he wants you to be remembered by. If you're an apostle or a prophet or a prophetess, the name that he wants you to be remembered by, because it brings him glory. So it's not as much about what people call you. What is God calling you? Because remember, God controls everything, and he's in control. But he's not a robber. He's not going to come in and make us do anything. So what is the name that we'll be remembered by? Teacher, preacher, intercessor, lover, and not a lover of the world type of lover, but a person that could love you even in the midst of this or that. If you haven't heard anything on today, pray that you heard that the world wants to call us all types of things, but the name that you want to be called is the name that's going to allow you to enter in, to enter into the rest and the worship of God, the name that's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Did you fulfill your ministry? Did you fulfill your call? It doesn't matter what you're adorned with if you're not adorned with the love of God, the mercies of God, the grace of God, the thanksgiving of God, the gratefulness of God, the healing virtues of the knowledge of God, the word of God. We are to be known as children and preachers and walking epistles of God. What's your name? What's your title? Amen. Minister Sheila, are you able to close out the program on today?
Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Elect. I want to thank you for your blessing today, your words of encouragement, and the meaning of your name through the Lord Jesus Christ. God and Father, I just want to say thank you for that, and thank you for the true meaning. I just want to say the lines are open. If anyone have a statement, a testimony, or a remark, as of now, the lines are open.
I just want to thank God again for another Sunday morning, for another opportunity to be part of this ministry and to listen to words of knowledge and wisdom from Apostle Elect. I just want to thank the woman of God for allowing God to use her and to just to enlighten and to lift up the body of Christ. And one of the things that stuck with me is being adorned with the word. as we go through this next week, let's remember to be adorned with the word of God in our lives, in our speech, and in everything that we do. Thank you for that. That was beautiful. God bless you.
Thank you, Minister Marco McCoy, for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else? And I want to thank each and every one of you that's listening today that maybe wasn't able to speak, but I thank God for all of us. I thank God for another day, another day of life that he has granted us, because I know without him we would not be here. And we need to understand and learn that through the love and the mercy and the graciousness of the Lord and the Father God, that we are here today. But I want to give honor for blessing us all to my family and through the world, that we are all sisters and brothers and that we need to learn to live together in peace and with love. I want to thank you all. And to remember on Monday nights, Apostle Elect, I'm going to need you to help me because I'm not able to really, I'm not remembering and I'm trying to work and talk at the same time. But on Monday nights, we have service at Iron, Sharpening Iron from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I think this Monday would be, oh my God, could you help me, Apostle?
Dr. Serena Wright.
Dr. Serena Wright, a mighty woman of God, powerful in encouragement, and is a true sister of God. And I want to thank you all for Friday night, or Monday night, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook. And on Friday night, there is Let's Talk with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and also Prophet Antoine Thomas. They do split and share the nights. And Friday night, which starts at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook. I just want to give honor and to ask all to excuse me, but yet I am truly believer in the daughter of God and into a spiritual and loving family that we all understand and work together in worship and the understanding that God is real and he is the head of our life and he will lead us the right way no matter what we're going through. He can show us the right way and teach us to do it the right way. I just want you to remember our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I just want to thank God for the day and for blessing us, because we are here through his love. If there's no one else, I just say have a blessed day, be safe, and remember, we are God's sons and daughters. Amen and amen.
I'm a bitch. 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 I'